Gerald Ryan's about to join us. Gerald, just before I welcome you, because the person I want to talk to rides regularly for you, we know that Ty England had the fall at Sha Tin last Sunday. Since then, his wife Erin jumped on the plane on Sunday night to fly there, and yesterday they did release just a few words from Erin around how the situation is. I'm just going to read two paragraphs in particular, and then we'll have a chat with Gerald and Ray. This is from Erin. As you were aware, Ty had a fall at Sha Tin on Sunday, following which he remained conscious throughout. He remains in the intensive care unit in a serious but stable condition in the Prince of Wales Hospital in Hong Kong. Whilst the full extent of his injuries are still unknown, we are thankfully able to report there has been no neurological damage. We ask for privacy, respect and patience during this time, and will be forthcoming with information as we receive it. Ty's well-being is paramount, and rest is his first priority. We understand that many people will be in Hong Kong next week for the international meeting, but we ask for our privacy during this difficult time. We have not told our three young children of Ty's condition and respectfully asked that they be kept unaware of what has happened. And actually, on that point, I spoke with the family yesterday to make sure that they were okay, that we were going to read these details, given that Ty's kids are obviously based on the outskirts of Sydney. Our thoughts are certainly with Ty from the whole racing family, the whole team around Australia, wherever they are, that knows Ty. We're certainly thinking of them. And Gerald, as I say, good morning to Gerald Ryan. He rides regularly for you, and we've just got to wish him all the very best.
Yeah, true, Andrew. You know, they're a great family, great couple, and it was very well written, I thought, when I read that last night. Yeah,
it was. That obviously put a... I know that a lot of people have been wondering how he is, and we've got to respect. He underwent an operation, Ray, and we don't know the extent of injuries, and as they've spelled out there, probably neither do they at this stage. We'll just wait for further updates when the family are comfortable.
Yeah, it's very sobering, isn't it, Gerald and Andrew? It's an unnecessary and unfortunate reminder of, I guess, the dangers that jockeys and trackwork riders face every time they're legged into the saddle, Gerald. They deserve every cent they get.
Yeah, true. Of course they do. And and they don't go thinking about it, because if you're thinking about it, you wouldn't get on a horse. The same as you're thinking about it, you wouldn't walk across the road. But, you know, Ty, for where he come from and what he was doing as a kid and riding those bulls and rodeos and all that, and a little thing like that happened. Last Sunday, and see what it ends up like. You know.
Our thoughts and prayers are with Ty and with his family. Gerald, Rose Hill this afternoon, and the old stage of red excitement. He's just going great guns, and he might be able to dictate terms here in the ATC Cup, Gerald.
Yeah, I would have liked to see him not forced to lead again, but don't think it's going to happen that way. But he's going good, you know. He's at a stage you can't declare him or say they're this or they're that, you know, when he's at that age. So you just got to go there and hope, you know.
The track's on the improve, Gerald, and potentially could get back into the good four, because if you look at Red Excitement stats, he's won 14 races during this wonderful career of his, but 13 have been on top of the ground.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's got to look at his form. Top of the ground, he's very good. What, you had 44 for 13 wins. You had 15 on soft for one win. But I would be surprised if it didn't get upgraded. Walking on it early this morning, I'll walk on it going home after and see how we end up. Yeah,
you've got a beautiful summer's day for the first day of summer, and pretty warm out there too. So here's hoping the track does continue to improve. Gerald, a lot of interest this afternoon to see your top sprinter Deploy resuming. You've given him two barrier trials to prepare for the Starlight Stakes. His trial on Hawkesbury on Monday, I dare say he just went around for a bit of practice just to fine tune his prep for today.
Yeah, it was just to give him he's a bit fresh and a bit well, and he's fell off and just give him a trip away from home and probably take the edge off him a little bit. Oh, it's going well, yeah. Going well, you know, he's it's hard to say he's going to win 1,100 metres first up after 10 months or 41 weeks. So, you know, he's down there. He's as fit as he can be first up without giving him a run, and whatever he does today, he'll improve off it.
Yeah. I did hear earlier in the week, Gerald, I know he's had bone chips removed from both fetlocks, hence the long break, but you said physically he looks probably better than he ever has to ploy.
Yeah, true. I reckon he's grown. He looks well. He's not overweight. Looks really good. Yeah, he looks good.
Hard to beat. Magic Alibi, Gerald, legitimate excuses for what happened at Randwick last night on that heavy track?
Yeah, she's no good on the heavy. She's better on top of the ground. She has her best wet track form is here at Rose Hill. She has one on soft ground. She's been placed on heavy ground against the mares, but yeah, she's done well. Whether she's up to an open sprint, listed open sprint race, remains to be seen, but she's going well, and you know, the speed up front, she's back midfield, and I reckon she'll hit the line good, yeah.
Another terrific mare that you've had for a long time, and she comes up every prep, and I'm just going off her first up run in the spring, Gerald, in the Group 2 Scirocco, when she was terrific running third behind Invincibella.
Yeah, I think she's ran in that race 3 years in a row now, and she's ran two-thirds and a fourth. She runs really well in that race. But, you know, she's Mary getting ready for the Mayor's race and Magic Man. She ran fourth in it last year. And, she got a kick off somewhere and they just forget all about her last run. They went too hard on the heavy track that day. But she's freshened up good. She had a couple of weeks out and she's freshened up good and she looks very, very well.
Gerald, just quickly, with back to Deploy, what's your plans with him? We know he's a high-quality sprinter. He's not out of place in the feature sprints in the autumn. There is some handy sprint races over summer, but we know he'll get plenty of weight each and every time he steps out. What's your thinking going forward after today?
Well, the idea is come back and run him today and then run him in the razor sharp in a fortnight and then sort of thinking of giving him a breather. Don't want to run him around on the real hard tracks through the middle of the summer. You know, in these races coming up, he's going to have 61 all the time, so because they're all quality handicaps, so he's going to be up there all the time. But the idea is perhaps only give him two runs and then back off and wait for the autumn with him, you know.
No, fair enough. Well, Gerald, look forward to seeing Red Excitement and Deploy and Magic Alibi this afternoon. Best of luck at Rose Hill today.
No worries. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Gerald.